really, starting a magazine is daunting. Starting a magazine about audiobooks was really something that I consistently had to explain what that was. Not that what a magazine was, but what was an audiobook. Many people thought that the format was for the sight impaired, or it was some lazy way to do your reading, or cheating.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Robin Witten. Now, Robin is the founder and editor of Audiophile magazine. Started in 1992, it was the very early days of the modern audiobook. Nearly 30 years later, audiobooks are on everyone's radar, especially mine. I love them. Robin continues to work with a small team of editors and nearly 100 audiobook reviewers to publish more than 50 reviews per week. But she also started a magazine with no experience and in a fresh market. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support. Whether it's sharing the show with a friend or family member who you think will get something out of it, leaving us a review, or supporting me directly on Patreon. Now, when you support me directly on Patreon, you can do so for as little as $3 a month. You'll receive a postcard from me and a bunch of bonus content, not just for Broken Bulbs, but for the other podcasts I work on as well. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Robin Witten, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am, Alex. I'd love to.
Fantastic. I like the enthusiasm. I like that you'd love to, because as entrepreneurs, we need to learn from each other. We need to figure out what's going on in other people's lives so that maybe we can improve our own as well. So today we're talking about you taking a chance on the audiobook industry. You got into it when this was a pretty new thing, especially, like you mentioned, it was tapes. It was tape cassettes, but you're working on it. You're trying to innovate. You're trying to develop things. Tell me about this.
Well, yes, we have to go back a little bit, because the whole idea when I am an audiobook listener, and so was absolutely fascinated by the format and the power of that format to hold my attention, you know, hold my attention sitting in the car, not getting out or taking an extra loop around the block while I finished a chapter in an audiobook. And I was like, this is really very powerful. And in conversation with the director of our public library, I found out that audiobooks were a big deal in the library. So we're in 1992. And I thought, oh, well, desktop publishing, I can start a little magazine right there. I should have probably thought a little bit more about it.
Maybe.
Because really, starting a magazine is daunting right there. Starting a magazine about audiobooks was really something that I consistently had to explain what that was. Not that what a magazine was, but what was an audiobook. Because, as you say, we were listening to cassette tapes. Many people thought that the format was for the sight impaired, or it was some lazy way to do your reading, or cheating, or something that was all just more negatives. So what is this thing, and why do you want to write about it? And I, you know, have to say, well, actually, there are lots of people who like to listen to audiobooks, and it's a performance, a creative performance by the narrator, and it needs to be reviewed. So starting with that, it was in the beginning constantly just sort of justifying the whole idea of what I wanted to do. And, you know, I was going to do it. Just that perseverance. I was going to do it. I could stop at any time, but I was going to do it. But of course, I really didn't know that much about what a magazine involved. If you were going to have circulation, you were going to have, you know, sell subscriptions. How was anyone actually going to find this thing? So there were so many different challenges overdoing that. And I just kept my, I need to be talking about audiobooks and recommending good ones, helping people find good ones, and help them understand why a performance is fabulous or just sort of, yeah. Trying to keep my eye on that. But, you know, the challenge of doing a magazine, I needed to get the support of the book publishers who were at that time just getting into audiobook publishing. Not everybody thought that was a good idea, you know. Here was the major group of where I would get support from in terms of advertising. And everyone was kind of scratching their heads and saying, well, is that a good idea? It's a good idea. Just, you know, you're in Maine, which is not New York City, which is the center of all publishing. So whatever you do is kind of fine. Very dismissive. And but there were a number of publishers. There were 30 or more publishers, and I kept, you know, working on them and trying to, because I, in order to get their support, I also had to have access to the audiobooks so we could review them. So, there were so many different sort of steps along this way. When I got a little support, I would just say, okay, you're going to get, your audiobooks are going to get written about. We're going to talk about what you're doing. And pretty soon, when one publisher saw the attention that somebody else was getting, then they'd get in line and say, oh, actually, you could talk about my books. And so, you know, there were some good, it was just an incredibly slow process of convincing people that this was a good idea.
Yeah. And I mean, convincing the people that you were talking about that this was at all a thing they'd want to pay attention to or be aware of. Was there a moment where you thought, I should just close up shop. I should just give up.
Well, I think there are moments like that quite often. Mm-hmm. When, some one of the big guys comes through and sweeps through taking an idea that you were working on. And then you just have to find a new one because, you know, as a creator, you can continue to have the good ideas. But I think what was interesting is that the libraries were extremely supportive because they had patrons who had audiobooks were very much in demand and continue to be. And, a library uses critical reviews in order to purchase what is in the collections. So they understood what the use of the magazine was. And as we go along, then you have listeners who are trying to find something good to listen to. And, the only other people that are talking about audiobooks are retailers, i.e. marketers, people who want to market that book for you, whether it's, to you, whether it is a great performance or it's just their bestseller that they want to say, this is great. So, you know, the idea of being an independent source for audiobook recommendations is also just, I mean, we're the power of one, I guess, but I think that's one of the things that there was no competition. There's very little competition now. So people will say, well, who are your competitors? Who are your competing magazines? Well, you know, it feels a little lonely if you can say there aren't really any. And then you begin to doubt yourself as, is this really a good idea at all? Because no one else is trying to do it.
Right, right. And that's interesting. So I'm curious about what advice you would give the listeners who, either are entrepreneurs or have some sort of creative project that they're working on, whether it's a business or a podcast or a book or a magazine, what advice would you give them as sort of encouragement for their own perseverance?
Well, I think it's just that. I think it is the perseverance that if you believe in your idea and you can, you know, take your small successes, don't get beaten down by the failures, the broken bulbs, the things that don't work, the, you know, the chance that doesn't come through, but just keep doing it, you know, building on what does work when you can find something that works, you know, slowly, deliberately, just keep growing and taking advantages of ideas and opportunities as they do come. And, you know, persevering.
And of course, at the end of the day, you have persevered. You're still working on Audiophile magazine. So why don't you tell us where we can find the magazine, you and the rest of your work?
Okay, so audiophilemagazine.com is our website, which has thousands of audiobook reviews and recommendations. We publish new reviews every week. We also have a podcast called Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, where on a daily basis, five times a week, we discuss one audiobook. So this is why I'm admiring of you to get way ahead in your schedule, because we are, you know, 1 week at a time. We're talking about the book that came out last week. So we have to be right on top of it. So Behind the Mic is a great place to find, if you're a podcast listener, obviously, you get about 4 minutes of a short conversation and review of an audiobook.
I love it. Fantastic. And that's going to be linked down in the show notes along with everything else that you do so that people can go and hunt you down and learn more from you. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Alex. It was great.
And thank you for listening. Persevere. You've got great ideas. Go make something of them. Special thank you to Robin for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.